Money FM 89.3, best of the evening runway. The Evening Runway with Hongbin Jeong, Roshan Gidwani, and Chua Chin Chin.
Welcome to Rich, that's Rich Investments, Character and Habits. I'm Hongbin Jeong.
And I'm Roshan Gidwani.
Roshan, do you attend networking events regularly?
Networking? Yeah, absolutely. I try to. I like networking. For sure. How about you?
Not so much as you do.
Okay.
But, you know, attending these events do offer a different level of engagement and, of course, intimacy, right? We always talk about making your connections, networking, going out, talking to people, talking to a different wide range of people. And they don't even have to be people who are in the same industry.
Right.
Because further down the road, they might be of help to you.
Yeah, of course.
Right? So here comes Arch Tan, who is the chairman of 33 Club of private networking space designed to foster meaningful connections among influential leaders.
Arch has an inspiring journey from growing up in a one-room apartment as the child of hawkers to building a wellness empire and now creating a vibrant community at 33 Club. He truly embodies the spirit of entrepreneurship, and we can't wait to dive into his experiences and insights on success, community, and giving back. So to share more about his remarkable journey and the vision behind 33 Club, let's welcome Arch Tan, chairman of 33 Club. Hi, Arch. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi. Good evening, Hongbing, Rosan, and all FM 89.3 listeners.
Thank you.
How about you?
Thank you so much for joining us today, Arch. Arch, you know, I mean, we heard that you grew up in a one-room apartment as the child of hawkers. Did you ever consider taking over the family business? I mean, if not, what inspired you to pursue a different industry?
Well, I guess back then, during my young age, yes, you know, we started to help my parents in the primary school time, right? So back then, was thinking, oh, why not I inherit the business as a hawker? But I think the ideas was totally thrown out by my grandma and parents. I think they have been as a hawker for so many years. They find that it's a long hour spending business, right? And they dislike that kind of me to be inheriting this, this kind of business. So yeah, that pushed me off, and I guess I have to find a job out in the market.
So you decided to become an entrepreneur then. What kind of led you to choose that path? What do you think sparked your entrepreneurial spirit?
Well, I'm the type of a person who like to put myself to various challenges and to try to achieve higher, greater heights in everything I do. I think during my earliest time working for people, I still like to deliver my best and trying to be the best performance in sales, best monthly achiever, you know, everything has to be best and fast best in customer service. But then there was an incident that, you know, when I was working as a marketing and sales manager, my bosses was fearful of me when customer passed the remark, if I were to leave the company, you know, the whole sales contract will be gone. So that was the time, you know, it's not a kind of compliments to me, rather killer words from my customers to my boss, right? So then the bosses start to take a various step, you know, precautious step, and it was so obvious that, you know, I have to leave the company. Yeah. So there was a point of time when I was thinking, well, since, you know, working for people, we're trying to be delivered the best, but yet not being appreciated, then why not I try to do business on my own? But then wasn't the right time yet.
And it seems like in a previous interview, you mentioned your concern about not wanting to lose your employability as you age. How did that play a part in, you know, building 33 Club?
Well, during that employment period, you know, it was quite a good time, I should say, because I enjoy a kind of last strong salary of 5 figures. But got retrenched due to company exiting from the, from Singapore, right? So I went for several rounds of interview and was offered way lower than what I'm getting, you know. So it's just like a $2,000-$3,000 salary to start. And at some point of time, got humiliated by the interviewee forging salary claims, you know, where, I mean, as an O-level student, how can you get a 5-digit salary back then, right? So I think that worries me. If I would start to think, should I be back to school, you know, to complete my or to get a degree at the age of 27? Mm. But I guess the answer was no, because I can't afford that degree. So no choice. I have to carry on with my job with other companies. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. And then you created 33 Club. It's a private networking space. What led you to establish this particular type of environment? And how does the environment foster greater networking between individuals?
Well, all these years I've been in business, right, constantly meeting up with people, it's always in my mind that how network can turn into a powerful form with quality funds and diversified investment opportunity. I think, I guess, one man resources may be limited, but with 33 Club concept of 660 like-minded members coming together, it will be a super powerful club. Mm-hmm. So that's why the club itself, I mean, in our club, funds are needed to be upfront and no lock-in. You know, if there is any investment opportunity, sharings, and it is transparent and based on personal preference, the member can take their own initiative to go with the pool or choose not to, you know. So I think knowing how funds and private investment banking work in the industry, I think my concept will entice an investor like my type to want to join 33 Club, as there is no lock-in of our resources and no persuasive tactic needed, as is own time, own target. Yeah. So in 33 Club, we create the money contents. You know? So we have investment contents, we have whiskey appreciation, diplomat, ambassador sharing their country investment needs, fine dining, watches, collections, you know. So I believe in Singapore, it is the one and only Singaporean-owned club that is building on these directions of six pillars of wealth, which make us very different from the others. Yeah.
Mm. So what do you believe is the greatest benefit of being part of this exclusive club? I mean, what unique services and perks do you offer that would entice people to join?
I guess the benefit is to be part of the 660 limited membership owners, as you will be able to tap on the other 659 others' brains at work for any of your business or personal investment needs. So it's a scarcity, right, of 660 members only club. The membership price is on a incremental basis. So the earlier you sign up, the price you pay will be cheaper. For perks-wise, we don't really give perks to attract membership sign-up because we don't want to kind of create that kind of cheap deals, you know. But with today's interview, I guess we were prepared to give some special perks to the audience of 89.3 if they were to write in and inquire about the membership and quote the Money FM as a referral. I think I will work out something for them.
Oh, wow. You heard it here first. If you contact 33 Club for a membership and you quote us right here at Money FM, they will give you special perks.
All right.
Just log in to www.33club.sg.
All right. www.33club.sg.
Yeah, all right, Arch. Yep. Awesome. Arch, let's find out more about you. While 33 Club is undoubtedly a success, how do you define success beyond your professional achievements? What mindsets or habits do you believe have contributed to your overall success?
Well, success is always in other people's eyes on what they physically see and perceive. Well, to myself, I think success is more than just what I can see, right? It should be measured by the number of people I can help to live, impact their life, and motivate them to achieve success. I think the mindset or habits to be successful, I believe, is persistency and discipline. Yeah. Mm. Never to give up easily. And I like two of these James Bond movies screened in 1997 and 2002, quoted, "Tomorrow never dies, and they have died another day." So these quotes are deeply reflective to my overall success, as I always have the mentality of not to be defeated easily and never to say die easily, right? Mm-hmm. So to uphold this, I think we really have to train our mind to be very persistent and disciplined, never to give up easily, yeah.
I see. And I mean, it seems like philanthropy seems to be an important part of your identity as well, Arch. How do your, you know, charitable efforts align with your personal and professional values?
I guess I just do a bit of, I mean, not a lot. Yeah, doing philanthropy works is never mixed with business. I mean, as a personal thinker, you know, charity is never to be commercially benefited, right? So I think for my charity work, I would rather go low profile, I should say that. Mm-hmm. Right? I do whatever I can within my own capacity. Never mix with my social work and business, right? So in charity or in business, my personal value is still the same. To do my best to help as many people as possible, right? And not asking for any returns.
Awesome. Yeah. Now, reflecting on your journey with 33 Club, is there anything new or exciting on the horizon that you're particularly looking forward to, Arj?
Well, I should say looking forward to complete the 660 membership recruitment with Mimi to build a 1 billion liquidity collective of individual funds sitting in 33 Clubs, you know. So, and to start off the next phase of expansion plan of 33 Club in Southeast Asia region. And for the immediate, I think, interesting content that we are creating, we are currently working on a team of 60 visions, One Nation, Singapore Entrepreneurian, Vanguard. We're trying to bring on board 60 impactful Singapore entrepreneurs together to create an interesting content to celebrate Singapore's 60th birthday. Yeah. So there is something that is interesting on the pipeline.
I see. Looking forward to it. Well, before we let you go here, Arj, what key piece of advice would you offer to aspiring entrepreneurs based on your experiences?
Well, always live your life with great dreams and work hard and smart on it. Take action. I believe take action is the tools to success, right? Leverage on the other successful people's experience and wise advice and do your right networking. Yeah, I think networking is very important. That's why I built up a 33 Club.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Arj, for that advice and for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Hongbin. Thank you, Rosé.
Thank you. That was Arj Chan, chairman of 33 Club. This has been Rich on Money FM 89.3. I'm Roshan Gidwani.
And I'm Hongbin Jung.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.